Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
Hey, you're so excited.
I am. It's a wedding. Who's not excited about a wedding?
I'm very excited.
Because it's Abby's.
I've been dreaming about this day my entire life.
You guys, Abby is getting married today.
How about that? We didn't even know she was seeing anybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, she comes in here talking about dating apps. We never had any indication at all that you were even thinking about a committed relationship.
Well, my parents' financial planner said, hey, if you decide to give up on marriage, we'll give you a lump sum. And I said, okay, well, I'd rather be married. So today is the day where I make it happen.
We are having a platonic friendship wedding. Abby is going to marry her best friend, Kennedy, as a friend.
And we already get recognized as a married couple when we go out, so I figured it's time to make it official.
And this conversation started yesterday or the day before yesterday, and we were talking about, it started with our Kardashians, Kylie Jenner and Jordan as friends. And somehow we talked about friendship divorces and then friendship contracts. And then turns out there's like platonic weddings, whatever. And Abby was like, I would like to marry my friend Kennedy.
There would be a lot of benefits. I've seen her salary and her tax returns. I didn't make her get a prenup. So Kennedy, you're locked in for good now.
Now you could have picked any friend. Why what makes Kennedy so special? What
don't
makes
give away
you guys
your vows.
Good friend soulmate.
Kennedy's like my ride or die. I think when you meet a friend that you just gel with, you know instantly. It's very cliche, when you know, but we just have so many similar interests. We like to do the same things, and she makes me laugh, which is nice too.
And she's rich, apparently.
And she's rich, yeah, so there's that.
All right, so we got to get, we have our ring bearer, Mikey, here, so he's going to stay by me.
I've got a question. Mm-hmm. Because Kristen is a legitimate officiant. Like, you are registered, you took the courses.
I'm about to show everybody.
The courses.
Right. So what I'm saying, though, is if you marry your friend, does that mean you're allowed to marry again in the future? Do you need to disclose your wedding to any potential future partner? Like, this is, I mean, I'm saying, like, you're legitimately certified. So if you're legit marrying them.
Yes.
That's legitimate.
I am legitimately certified, but we don't have any kind of government paperwork. We don't have a marriage certificate, so it's not.
Do you want to commit to the bit?
We're unlicensed to wed as of now. Yeah. Let's keep it that way.
And there are no courses on the Universal Life Church. It's you go onto their website, you accept their terms and policy, and you have now become an officiant of the Universal Life Church.
No way. It's much harder than that. There are years of intensive study that Kristen had to go through.
Now, we haven't even spoken to Kennedy yet.
No, we haven't, but I do want to bring out, so here is my credentials of ministry, Abby.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody zoom in on that.
So yeah, this is to certify Kristen Mattingly is officially recognized as a member of the Universal Life Church and has all the rights and privileges to perform all duties of the ministry.
Oh my gosh, Pastor Kristen, get on it. Okay.
My wife, who went 4 years to Duke, loves the fact that you can do that.
I'm sure she does.
We're still paying for it.
Right. It took your wife, what, 4 years and $230,000
exactly.
in loans. And Kristen did it in 30 seconds.
It took more like 3 minutes. Thank you very much. And there was also a fee. I had to submit, like, send like $50 or something like that.
We should point out that Abby has a beautiful bouquet.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The interns ran to Publix this morning and got you some flowers.
These smells. Delightful.
So we have a bouquet, and then of course we have Kennedy on the line. Kennedy, welcome to your wedding ceremony.
Thank you, everyone. I'm very excited.
How did Abby propose?
She did it at Disney a couple weeks ago. Our hotel room we were staying at said the Gallimet party, and so we just decided to make it official.
I was like, surprise, I'm your wife, or will be.
Interestingly enough, neither one of you seem very giddy, like a new bride should.
But brides are very nervous. Like,
oh, is that it?
You think giddy, but on your wedding day, brides have those wedding jitters and those wedding nerves. So I think both of them are pretty on point as far as like how they should be feeling right now, because there's a lot of emotion and there's just a lot of jitters.
Do either one of you guys, are you suffering from any kind of cold feet whatsoever?
I was, but then I saw Kennedy's tax returns and I thought, let's make it legal. All right, so are we ready to start our platonic wedding?
Is there going to be a line in there if anybody objects to this wedding, or did you take that out?
I took that out. Okay. All right, here we go. Tommy, our musical officiant.
Yes.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to share in this wonderful occasion. This morning, we are here to unite Abby and Kennedy in forever friendship. Do you, Abby, take this woman to be your lawfully platonic wedded friend? To ride or die together? To love Taylor Swift? To comfort each other during breakups? To get wine drunk, in hangover and in health, in sorrow and in joy, to have and to hold each other's hair when hurling, from this day forward as long as you both shall live. Hell yeah! Do you, Kennedy, take this woman to be your lawfully platonic wedded friend? To ride or die together, to love Taylor Swift, to comfort each other during breakups, to get wine drunk, in hangover and in health, in sorrow and in joy, to have and to hold each other's hair when hurling, from this day forward, as long as you both shall live?
I do.
Abby and Kennedy both have special vows that they would like to share. Mm-hmm. Abby.
Kennedy, my bestie, these past 2 years have been wonderful. Your smile, your laugh, all of it. Kennedy, you make me feel special without even trying. If you don't know Kennedy, you don't know what it's like to walk into a bar and have every man in there quite literally lined up to talk to you and me by default.
You get the spillover?
I get the leftovers. I get the second stringers. Kennedy, when I first saw you shotgun that pineapple-flavored High Noon on our way into youth group, I knew I'd found the one. Your zest for life, combined with your intelligence, your humor, and of course your dance moves after 2.5 tequila sodas, has made you the best partner in crime for the past 2 years. But that doesn't mean it's all been easy. I mean, we've survived everything together. Like that one guy you dated who randomly showed up to our favorite bar and then our favorite dinner spot while we were there. And we didn't know if we should report him because it kept happening. We survived weddings together, even when there was no food, even when there was no shelter, when it poured down rain, or even if it was in the wretched city of Raleigh, North Carolina, a city of which we plan to never return. Now we're at our wedding, and while I know it's a shotgun one, I was just in a hurry to make an honest woman out of you. I promise to always order Domino's when I order the Uber on the way home. I promise to pretend to like your boyfriends, even though I'm always right about how awful they are. Please refer back to the guy who randomly showed up to dinner in the bar. I vow to always be there for you, even more than Taylor Swift is, because you'll always be my lover.
Aw.
Taylor Swift reference. I got it.
Kennedy, your vows, please.
Abby, I vow to always keep us on a low-carb diet, with the exception of chocolate chip cookies and wine. I promise to love Della like she's my own, and I promise to never want children, just more cats. I vow to never get jealous when you drunk DM Riley Green. Unless he responds, then we should probably reevaluate. Promise to get us Taylor Swift tickets every time she goes on tour, even if we have to fight the scammers. Promise to always bake with you, to always buy Disney annual passes, and to root for the Gators on Saturdays. Can't wait for forever together.
Aww.
Right. That Gators thing, you didn't put the objection line in there?
No, I did not. Okay. Now I'm the officiant. I'm the officiant. I can't object. All right, ring bearer Mikey, will you please take this to Abby? Mikey is bringing you your ring pop ring, Abby.
Oh, great.
Ooh, is this grape flavored?
You know it.
Mm, tasty.
You're not supposed to put it on her finger. Oh. You're the ring bearer. Oh, you handed it to
Are
her.
Are you married now?
No, it's not coming on.
You accidentally just married Mikey.
Was this a part of the plan?
No.
Mikey, get your ass back over here.
Mikey's girlfriend would like a word.
Yes.
He's got a lady. Now, and Mikey, you just hold Kennedy's ring, okay? And we're going to do this virtually. Don't lick it. All right. Abby and Kennedy, these ring pops are a symbol of your unending friendship. As you pretend to place this ring on Kennedy's finger, Abby, please repeat after me. With this ring pop.
With this ring pop.
I, the friend.
I, the friend.
And pledge my love.
And pledge my love.
Now and forever.
Now and forever.
Kennedy, as you virtually place this ring pop on Abby's finger, please repeat after me. With this ring pop.
With this ring pop.
I, the friend.
I, the friend.
And pledge you my love.
And pledge you my love.
Now and forever.
Now and forever.
By the authority vested in me in the states of Georgia and Florida, I now pronounce you BFF. Go hug your friend.
Air hug. Love you, Kennedy.
I think it was very symbolic that one of the buds off of your flowers flew off.
Just chucked it out
when you said I do.
It's got to be a bad omen, right?
Yay! No, yay! Cheers!
I'm holding back the tears. The tears of happiness. Congratulations, you two. Abby, there can be no time off for a honeymoon. We're right in the middle of a very important ratings period.
I'll stick around.
Kristen, I will say, for not having a four-year Master's in Divinity degree, you did wonderful.
Thank you very much.
It's The Bird Show.
The Bird Show.